This is the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm your host, master coach, and emotional resiliency expert, Lisa Carpenter. I'm here to be your guide through real, raw conversations, navigating life as a high achiever. This show covers what it takes to create physical and emotional well-being, along with how to honor and partner with your body. I'm here to guide you to a connected relationship with yourself, turning self-care into a way of being and not just another task on your to-do list. After all, the things we love, we take care of. This podcast gives you permission to love what you do, but love yourself more. Welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. Hey, hey, listener, and thank you for joining me again for another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. If you've been hanging out for a while, you already know my name's Lisa Carpenter, and I am here to help high, overachieving, overdoing, overbusy women learn how to slow down and matter more in their lives. And I'm actually recording this podcast on Friday. I'm sitting here looking out my window, a beautiful blue sky and a sunny day, and I'm excited to get out and enjoy everything it has to offer. But I felt called to record this episode right here and right now because I love sharing with you guys in real time what it looks like to slow down and work through your stuff by sharing what's going on behind the scenes. So if you've been following along, you know that last weekend was a big photo shoot for me, one that I had been preparing for in the gym, with my nutrition and my training. And it was intense. It was intense. It took a lot of focus and it took a lot of discipline. And it's not about doing more. Wasn't about training for more hours or, you know, living at the gym, but it was intense. It took some major focus on my part. And doing anything, you know, if you want to achieve amazing things in this world, you really do have to be laser focused on the vision that you're holding yourself. You have to work from that vision. But today's episode, I want to talk about what's on the other side of that vision. Because if you are like most of the women that I work with, and me included, we set these amazing goals for ourselves, and then we hit them, and without even missing a beat, without even catching our breath, we're on to what's next. We don't pause. We don't celebrate. We don't acknowledge. We don't unpack. We don't let ourselves be in the moment and really kind of debrief what it took to get there, right? Because we're always looking for the next thing. We're looking to feed that beast of what's the next thing. And this is a really good indication. If you don't know how to pause at the end of a big accomplishment, it really does mean that you are caught in the doing. And what you may or may not realize is that you're never going to be happy with your accomplishments because your accomplishment isn't what you think it is, right? It's what are you actually hoping to gain from accomplishing that thing? Because if you're on to the next thing without even celebrating the thing you accomplished, clearly that accomplishment did not give you what you needed. And that means that you're probably looking for something else, like feeling good about yourself, looking for your self-esteem, your self-worth, making sure that you matter, but looking for it in your achievements instead of looking from the inside out, right? Like that feeling of self-worth, that feeling of enoughness, that's never going to be found in your achievements or your accomplishments. That's something that you have to develop from the inside. That has to show up regardless of what you do. And I'm all for big audacious goals, right? I've come back home to the fact that I love being an ambitious woman. I love achieving things. And that no longer comes from a place of not feeling good enough. So let's look at this a little bit. If you follow me on social media, this week you'll notice that I was very quiet on social media. In fact, I'm not even sure if I posted at all. So not only did I have my big photo shoot, which I posted all the behind the scenes there, you can go look, they're my Instagram, the stories that you can save at the top if you want to see. But I also closed a launch for my mentor, Jim Fortin's transformational coaching program, and that kicked off as well. So it was a full week. And I wanted to really be present to what I had accomplished. So it would have been very easy for me to just pick up where I left off, get back into the busy work, get back into the doing, but I wouldn't have been able to really celebrate what I accomplished and really be present to how this has changed me and what that means. So this week, my training intensity slowed down a little bit. I was in contact with my coach to make sure that, you know, I was giving her feedback on how I was feeling and what I needed to be supported. I moved certain training days around. I looked at my schedule and said, okay, where can I get more rest? Because I was tired. And there's nothing wrong with being tired. I just did this big thing. It's okay for me to pump the brakes, slow down, rest, recover, because the greater vision I have is going to mean that I have to continue to show up, and I want to. But my number one priority and my number one asset in my business and in my life is my energy. And I have to feel rested. So because there's no deadline that I'm working under, I looked at my schedule. What can I move around so I don't have to get up at 5 a.m. to go to the gym? How can I change up my day so I can stay in bed longer? The weather has also changed here. We're going into fall now. So it's dark in the morning, and it is just harder to get up when it's dark outside. Like when the sun is up, I'm like up and raring to go for the most part. But when it's dark outside, it's like going to the gym in the middle of the night. So I gave myself permission to rest. I gave myself permission to stay in bed and honor that my body needed to just exhale. And I want you to remember that when we do these big things, when we hit these goals, it's such a period of expansion for us. And with expansion, we have to be able to honor the contraction, right? The rest. With the, you know, inhale, we have to have the exhale. So that's what this week has been. So I shifted around my rest. I really focused on getting deeper rest. I changed some things up in the kitchen. I let a lot of things back in that, of course, when you're, you know, preparing for whether it's going on stage or for this type of specific photo shoot, you're not eating chocolate up till the day of, right? There's a lot of vegetables, proteins, and healthy fats. I have a very diverse menu that I choose from. I'm certainly not living off of fish and spinach. But there are just things that need to come out, right? They're just things that need to come out. So I added those things back in and gave myself room to play and enjoy and lighten up, right? Because I'm not saving the world here. We're talking about, you know, playing around with my body composition and living in what's possible, you know, as I head into my 47th year. So a lot of room to play with that. I moved things off my schedule and my calendar. I gave myself time to sit and reflect on how far I've come. And I allowed myself to dream into what do I want for myself next? Not suddenly hit the gas going for it, but giving myself to sit in the look what you've accomplished here, Lisa. Now, that photo shoot was a big deal for me because what I don't talk about a lot is my own body and how I feel about my own body, because my life's work really has been spent helping women make peace with their bodies, make peace with food, work through the emotional pieces that we want to just step over. We want to just do the doing, just show me how to eat, Lisa, and what I need to do, and I'll go make it happen. And that's one way to do it. But if you don't look at the emotional pieces underneath, you're going to go back to those old patterns and behaviors. And I'm here to help people radically transform permanently, right? I'm here to help people shift their identity. So I don't talk a lot about my body because I have been aware of the fact that I can be a huge trigger for people. And what I've come to understand, and this is what I'm expanding into, is whether you have extra weight to lose or whether you're, you know, living in the cover girl model body, it doesn't matter because people are going to judge you. So this photo shoot was really about me celebrating what I love to do and how I love to treat my body and how I like to look and how I feel about myself and what it means for me to step into being strong, but also being sexy and sensual and high achievers and go women with, you know, with ambition and drive and all these amazing things we want to do. We can end up spending way too much time in our masculine energy. Masculine energy is what gets stuff done, and it's addictive and it's intoxicating, and we love it, right? Like, I love the grittiness of my masculine energy when I'm in the flow of my work. But it's so important for me as a woman to sink into my femininity and my sexuality and not view it as a weakness. Just like our emotions are not a weakness, our emotions as women are a superpower. So to step out of the doing, to step into my feminine energy more, to honor it as being where my strength and my power truly lie, and to release the stories that, you know, people are going to view me as not as smart if I'm doing, you know, a photo shoot in my bra top and my underwear, or if I'm walking out on stage in a sparkly bikini and high heels. I can be smart. I can be sexy. I can be all the things. I can be strong. I can be all these pieces. We don't have to put ourselves in boxes, and we don't have to fight for people to view us as one way or the other. This photo shoot was about honoring all the sides of me, all the parts of me, really embracing that I get to have it all. So when I walked into this photo shoot, last time I was like, because I've done a similar shoot to this that I didn't share. And I was like, you know, just keep it natural. I just want natural makeup. I just, you know, not too much. This time I walked in, I'm like, how long of a pair of eyelashes do you have? How smoky can we make my makeup? How big can we make my hair? Because I'm here to stand in my full power, in my alter ego, as this fierce, feminine, strong, sexy warrior woman who knows when she needs to show up and get things done, but also knows how to soften and just be. And I'm getting goosebumps as I'm talking about this. It was really vulnerable for me to share that. It was really vulnerable for me to put that out there because it's allowing all of you to see a side of me that I've been afraid to show because I didn't want people to judge this, or I didn't want women to think that, you know, I was going to have them suddenly like having to count macros. If you want to count macros, count macros. If you don't, I don't care. What I do though is not necessarily what's best for you. And I get to have the things that I love to do that you may or may not agree with. And that's none of my business. Because I'm here to draw towards me the women who resonate with my message. And that means all parts of me, unfiltered, right? Like me or don't like me, right? Somebody's going to judge me. They'll judge you anyways, right? And we can dive into judgment, you know, on more future episodes because I think I see so many women holding themselves back because they are afraid of being judged. But in this episode, I really just wanted to honor what it looks like when you do that big thing, when you know that deep inside you something has fundamentally shifted and what it looks like to honor that. Over the past, you know, few years, I have really been stepping into what leadership means to me, what it looks like to be a CEO, what it looks like to trust myself with money, what it looks like to be very at home in my body, what it looks like to take ownership of all the sides of me, right? That, like I said, I can be strong. I can be assertive, not bitchy, assertive. I can lead, and I can also be sexy, and I can be soft, and I can feel my feelings. I know when I need to be disciplined and committed, and I know when I need to loosen my grip and let go and not be so attached to how I want things to be. So this week really provided me, and I made a space for this week to be pause, Lisa. Just pause, right? Sit on top of that mountaintop, this thing you just did, and just acknowledge the work, the time, the commitment, the discipline that it took to get here. Appreciate it. Savor this. Celebrate it. Don't just put your head down and step over it like it didn't matter. It did. And I want you to ask yourself how often you do these things in your life that you then minimize. You move the bar. You don't even let yourself appreciate what you've done, how you showed up. You just minimize it like, oh, it's no big deal. And I could sit here and say, you know what? It's no big deal, because the truth is it's a photo shoot. Like I said, I'm not creating oxygen. I'm not saving lives here. But I do get to pause and celebrate. I get to honor the journey that I went on. I get to honor who I became in the process of achieving that vision. And I get to daydream about what else is possible for me. So as you're listening to this, I want you to think about your own life and how many times you have dismissed those big things. And I want you to think about what it's cost you to dismiss those things. So if you're thinking about this going, well, Lisa, what do you mean? What did it cost me? Imagine, if you will, your son or daughter comes home. They've done this big thing, and they're so excited that they did this big thing, and you're like, cool, and then you just go back to cooking dinner or folding laundry or doing whatever you're doing, right? They walk away, and then it happens again. Mom, I did this amazing thing. You're like, oh, that's cool, and again, you just kind of dismiss it like it's no big deal. What message are you sending your son or daughter? How do you think that impacts them emotionally when they've done this big thing and it wasn't acknowledged, right? You might even be getting, I'm getting emotional talking about this. So you are probably getting emotional listening, thinking about this, what that would be like. Now point that finger back at you, because every time you have dismissed your own accomplishments or downplayed them or not made them a big deal, that's how you've made yourself feel, right? How do you expect to matter and be a priority in your own life if you are constantly dismissing things you've done as not important? That is not how you cultivate self-worth. So you see how this cycle keeps you trapped, because you think achieving that thing is going to make you feel better, and then you'll feel good enough, and then you'll feel worthy. But you get there, you don't celebrate it, you dismiss it, which then sends the message to your subconscious that it's not important. You don't matter. It's no big deal. Move on. And around you go. It is important that you stop and celebrate. It's not about having a swelled ego, not asking you to run down the street and high-five all your neighbors. You can if you want. This is about you saying, I matter enough to stop and pause and really give myself a high-five and breathe in what I just did. And it doesn't need to be some big audacious thing. Could be the fact that you got yourself out of bed, had a shower, and showed up for the day when you just wanted to stay under the covers. It could be the fact that you made it to the gym. It could be the fact that you said no to five more cookies after you had one. It could be that you didn't lose your brain with one of your kids when you found them coloring on the walls or whatever. Kids can get up to pretty much anything, right? It doesn't need to be this big thing, but the more you pause at the end of every day and look at three things that you can celebrate about yourself, every single one puts a deposit in your self-worth piggy bank. So if you want to learn how to love yourself more, how you can matter more in your own life, this is how you do it. This is the work. You can't step over this. You need to show up for yourself the same way you would show up and nurture your children so that they would thrive. Are you giving yourself what you need to thrive? And if you want, do this with your kids. If you've got kids at the end of the night, settle in with them and say, you know, what things do you want to celebrate about you today? What did you do today that was amazing? And I also like to really look at the things that I suck at, but maybe that's another podcast episode, because the truth is, the more that we can honor the things that we sucked at, the more we diffuse the energy around them. Like, just because we suck at something doesn't mean we suck. Right? So I really had to learn to not create my identity out of my mistakes. They're just missteps. And there's so much gold in them when I can look at it and say, wow, that, like, I just sucked at that today. And what's here for me to learn about myself? And then I can celebrate that I paused. And instead of beating myself up because I sucked at something, I actually paused and celebrated, like, okay, this is cool. It's just a game. Right? It really is a game. And what it comes down to is I am 100% committed to living my best life, to feeling my best all the time. And I don't always feel my best, right? The beginning of this week, I was tired. I felt run down. But I'm really proud of myself that I slowed down and I honored that and I listened. I didn't make it a big deal. And I really took this week as a time to just say, I need to be here for me. I don't need to be on social media. I don't need to be going doing things. I need to just sit in the expansiveness of this and just pause. Right? The exhale after the inhale. So on that note, have a wonderful week. I hope you have a week of celebrating you. I hope you take action after this podcast by sitting down with your journal or a piece of paper and really taking a stroll down memory lane and looking at all the amazing things you've accomplished in your life that maybe you didn't really pause and say, wow, I did that thing, right? It might be the university degree that you just like put your head down and got through. And then, you know, next thing you're getting a job and you're doing the thing, but you never really acknowledged how much time and effort and studying and that it took to get that degree. That's a big deal, right? Or raising kids. Doesn't matter what it is, but I really do hope that you pause and take the time to reflect on that after this episode. It is so, so very important towards you mattering more in your life. And I would love to hear from you. I would love to have you pop into my DMs on Instagram, or you can find me on Facebook, Lisa Carpenter Inc., and just share with me what you took away from this episode. Maybe what you paused and celebrated that you'd never really given yourself permission to celebrate before. Or share with me what comes up for you around celebrating. Like, what stories do you have? Were you told, like, you know, don't toot your own horn, don't shine too bright, don't take up too much space? Ladies, it's time that we bust through that, because if we want to have a powerful impact in this world, we need to get over the stories in our head and we need to show up fully in our power, owning who we are and being unapologetic about it. Being unapologetic about it. And that's my commitment to each and every one of you tuning in, that I'm going to continue to show up more boldly, that I'm going to continue to lead conversations that other people aren't having, that I'm going to continue to talk about how our emotions are our superpower. I'm going to talk about all the things with no rules. And some of them are going to be a hit, And some of them might be a miss, and that's okay too. Because I'm just going to show up and give myself and continue to give myself a voice. Thank you so much for tuning in. I wish you nothing but a wonderful, expansive week. And remember to take good care of you, because you matter. And it's your responsibility to show yourself every day that you are the most important thing in your world. And the more you take care of you and the more you matter, the more you're going to have to give back to the people you care about. Much love, and I will see you on our next episode. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I am on a mission to help women matter more in their own lives and get out of their heads and into their hearts and slow down so they can do less better, take better care of themselves, because then, ladies, we can get out there and change the world. So I would be so grateful if you would head over to iTunes and leave a rating and review so other women just like you can find this podcast. And if this episode resonated with you, please share it with your colleagues, your friends on social media, and help me spread this message of full frontal living and what is available to us when we start showing up for ourselves in a whole different way. It's time to put down the generational belief in martyrdom as women and truly rise so we can impact and change the world in ways that we can hardly even imagine. So, thank you for tuning in, and I will see you on the next episode.